Second news, trending now. Trending now.
Get ready for a hot day over especially northern Gauteng, the lower Veld and parts of the northwest. Isolated afternoon thundershowers can also be expected along the northern escarpment and the central parts of Limpopo. Pretoria and Rustenburg today up to 33 degrees. Joburg and Polokwane 30 and Mbombela and Emalahleni up to 29.
In Booysens on the M1 northbound, a stationary truck before the Crown interchange, it's causing heavy traffic.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has welcomed the significant reforms to South Africa's visa regulations as a key towards attracting international skills and investment, growing tourism and creating jobs. The reforms published in the Government Gazette yesterday include the remote work visa that will enable highly paid individuals who are employed abroad to work from home in South Africa and spend their foreign currency in the country. And Saudi Arabia didn't succeed in its bid yesterday to join the UN's Human Rights Council. Instead, Ethiopia and Qatar were among the 18 countries elected to the council for 3 years. Other countries from Africa who will take up positions on the council next year are Benin, the DRC, Gambia and Kenya. And with that, looking at our business news. The rand has dipped further against the stronger dollar, where it's expected that there won't be another round of large interest rates cuts when the announcement is made later this month. Last night, a senior US Federal Reserve official said the bank is likely to make one or two more rate cuts this year. The focus will now turn to today's release of US consumer price inflation data. In Asia this morning, markets tracked a record day on Wall Street, supported by a Chinese central bank move to boost liquidity for major stock buyers. A dollar this morning at 17 rand 62, a euro 19 rand 29, a pound 23 rand 4 cents. Gold at $2,614.69 per fine ounce, and oil at $77.17 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza. There's more news at 7.
Well, we start off with some cricket news. Proteas star Heinrich Claassen produced the fireworks, and Dayan Khalim was superb with the ball, with the momentum multiplier Titans thumping the Gold Rush Boerland side by 94 runs. And this happened at SuperSport Park in Centurion in a CSA T20 Challenge match last night. And the DP World Lions, well, their bowling attack produced a clinical performance to help the Johannesburg side register a 47-run bonus point victory over the ITEC Knights. And that was also in the CSA T20 Challenge match, this one happening at the Mangaung Oval in Bloemfontein. And rookie all-rounder Nitesh Kumar Reddy smashed 74 and took 2 wickets to help India thrash Bangladesh by 86 runs in a series-clinching victory in their T20 International yesterday as well. And Bafana Bafana defender Thapelo Morena wants to see an improved performance from the team's defenders, and this in Friday's Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against Congo, this one happening in Qabega. Hugo Bruce's men are currently in second place in Group K after picking up 4 points from their 2 qualifiers so far against Uganda and South Sudan. And England interim boss Lee Cosley has revealed that Harry Kane will not be in the starting lineup for tonight's league match against Greece, with the captain recovering from injury. Kane suffered the knock in a collision while playing for Bayern Munich in their 3-3 draw against Eintracht Frankfurt over the weekend. The 31-year-old striker, England's leading goalscorer, has been unable to train with the rest of the squad since linking up with him on Monday. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Music. So just dance there. You love.
There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Like this.
Lock me up, cause I've been bad and I know I'll do it again. You're the best I ever.